NAVSUP Publication 487, Revision 2, Ship's Store Afloat, Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 2. 1. Despite limited facilities in many retail stores, consideration should be given to merchandise displays. Which publication gives merchandise display information? NEXCOM Publication 90-33. 2. Which system produces a variety of management reports and audit guides designed to assist the sales officer in managing the ship store operation? Resale Operations Management, Romeo Oscar Mike. 3. Who is responsible for ensuring item retail prices in the sales outlets are consistent with NAVSUP Publication 487 guidelines? Sales Officer. 4. Which markups will be applied to stock items, excluding cigarettes, depending on the retail department assigned? 6% or 15%? 5. Which mandatory markup will be applied to toiletries, sundries, and uniform departments? 6%. 6. Which markup is automatically computed by the Resale Operations Management System on all other retail departments besides toiletries, sundries, and uniform departments for items sold in the retail store? 15%. 7. What is the suggested minimum markup for canned drinks sold through vending machines? 35%. 8. What is the maximum allowed markup for canned drinks sold through vending machines? 55%. 9. What is defined as an increase in a previously established retail price of an item of merchandise? Mark-on. 10. What is defined as a reduction in a previously established retail price of an item of merchandise? Markdown. 11. Which price would the commanding officer have to pay for items of ship's store stock if they were purchasing them for recreational purposes? Retail. 12. Which price would items of ship's store stock be transferred to other supply officers, including general stores, general messes, and other sales officers? Cost. 13. Which series provides authority for the use of official representation funds for the purchase of mementos for presentation to foreign dignitaries and other officials? SECNAV Instruction 7042.7. 14. Who has the authority to change the retail price of an item? Sales Officer. 15. Which form will be used by ships for retail markdowns to zero in which the items will be destroyed to charge ship's store profits? DD Form 200. 16. Navy cash card sales are authorized when which card reader terminal is operated in conjunction with the cash register and certified by NEXCOM, Ship Store Program, Ship's TICOM, and the Dispersing Officer. K-22. Kilo 22. 17. Which publication contains procedures for acceptance and handling of Navy cash card sales? NAVSUP Publication 727. 18. At the discretion of the commanding officer, cash may be accepted for sales in the ship's store if the Navy cash system becomes inoperable and special evolutions, example, visitors, tour groups, personnel riding the ship for less than how many hours? 24. 19. Who must approve any and all personnel to have access to ship's store cash registers? Sales Officer. 20. What must all Navy cash card transactions be processed through at the time of the sale? K-22, Kilo 22. 21. Which funds will normally be used to procure cash registers? OPTAR. 22. Who has the authority to change the receipt threshold amount at the cash register to eliminate printing of a receipt below the threshold amount? Sales Officer. 23. Which form will be used for bulk sales? DD Form 1149. 24. Who is responsible for comparing the EPOS cashover or short detailed report with the Navy Cash EOD Merchant Summary Report for the ship's store received from the dispersing office? Sales Officer. 25. Which form will be prepared to substantiate cash receipts from sales upon relief of the sales officer? DD Form 1149. 26. A representative of the ship's medical department will inspect retail outlets on a regular basis. Which publication covers the minimum sanitary requirements? NAVMED Publication 5010. 27. Which type of outlets would vending machines, hangar-based sales, and pier-side sales be examples of? Non-EPOS. 28. It is not necessary to post Navy cash transaction amounts in ROM. Grand total amounts for Navy cash transactions will be entered into ROM2 prior to printing the cash sales invoice, or at least how often? Monthly. 29. Cash meter readings will be recorded each time cash is collected. Which form will the meter reading be entered in? NAVSUP Form 469. 30. The sales officer will examine all overages and shortages of which amount or more between meter readings and Navy cash reports in non-EPOS outlets. $5. 31. What will be installed in each vending machine to monitor the efficiency of each machine? Cash meters. 32. Because each coffee product can generate a different gross margin, a fixed range of gross profit is established for the operation, no lower than 50% and no higher than what percent? 80%. 33. Each coffee bar will be established as a non-EPOS store with which designation? 9100. 34. Due to the nature of the coffee bar, it will be difficult to obtain a precise number or percent to determine loss. However, management can determine if the operation is operating within an acceptable range by comparing the total profit, as shown on the profit generator sheets, against the total of the cost of ops retail divided by total sales. The two profit numbers should be within which range? 50% to 80%. 35. No items will be inventoried at the coffee bar, as all items will have been expensed out of what? Cost of operations. 36. Who may authorize the use of the barber shop by other crew members during underway periods for additional hair care services, such as female hairstyling, braiding, etc., that are not otherwise available during regular hours? Commanding officer. 37. Supplies used to operate the barbershop will be requisitioned using which funds from the supply officer? OPTAR. 38. How often at a minimum must a medical department representative inspect barbershops? Quarterly. 39. Every barber must receive a physical examination from the medical officer before assuming duties as a barber, and how often thereafter? Annually. 40. After use, clippers, scissors, and combs must be sanitized. Non-metallic items will be immersed in standard barbicide solution before use on the next customer. How often, at a minimum, must this solution be changed? Daily. 41. Laundry facilities will be adequate to process how many pounds per accommodation per week? 24. 42. Personnel will be assigned to the laundry from the ship. Normally, one person will be assigned for every how many crew members? 75 to 100. 43. The records maintained and the procedures used in the operation of the laundry will be consistent with space, equipment, and personnel available. All laundry will be logged in and out. Locally prepared bulk work and press deck logs will be maintained for each day that the laundry is operational. Signatures will be obtained for pickup of completed work. These logs will be kept on file and will be made available to inspecting personnel. How often must the sales officer or LCPO review the logs and initial them after reviewing? Weekly. 44. Which series contains the requirements of the Navy's heat stress program? OPNAV Instruction 5100.20. 45. A hanging dry bulb thermometer reading will be taken once every how many hours when the laundry is in operation? 4. 46. Laundry personnel will notify the sales officer and medical officer when the dry bulb thermometer reading exceeds which temperature? 90 degrees Fahrenheit. 47. Minor equipment are those items which do not exceed which amount per unit? $100. 48. Which publication establishes minimum laundry sanitary standards? NavMed Publication 5010. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.